I got a real urge to come out and join you, and I did what every red-blooded Christian male would do. I sat down till it passed. But the reason that I wanted to do that so much was because God's really healed me in a way that just makes me wonder at his grace, really. And he healed me through the medical profession and their expertise. And it was completely out the blue, in the sense that I was walking to work. I've had a few health issues over the years, but I was walking to work one morning and I got like a crushing pain in my chest. And I thought, that's all I need at my age, asthma. So I carried on walking through it, but it just wasn't going. And that went on for a week or two. And stubborn as I am, I thought, I'm going to have to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, I think given your age, I think we should refer you to Fazakerley to get checked out, to get, what do they call it? I can't remember what it's called, but where they put the... No, yeah, all that. But anyway, I went through all that. And then where they put the tube up your arteries to check that... Angiogram. So, but obviously things started coming to my mind, as in, well, you could die. And I just wasn't sure what was going on, really. But I was at a meeting, the Met John's men's meeting or whatever it was called, and Sue gave out a word about, and basically the gist of it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Sue, that you saw Jesus' heart and my heart becoming one. And I just knew that God was saying, you know, there is an issue. You're going to go through this, but we're one. I'm with you. And I had the following week, I was due for the angiogram, sorry. And I walked in prepared mentally, but not practically, to remain in hospital. I didn't tell Julie until the actual week I was going for the procedure that I was going, which didn't go down too well, but I didn't want her to worry. So I went in and had the angiogram, which is amazing. I mean, it was just like fantastic. You know, you just lie there and they're looking at your heart. And then I was sent out into the outer room, and then the consultant, when he come through, I could tell by the look on his face that he was more surprised at what he's going to tell me than I was. And he said that my left descending artery was practically blocked. There was practically nothing getting through. Now, the LDA, as it's called, is known as the widow maker in medical professions, because once that gets blocked, it's effectively game over. So he said, you can't go home. We're going to have to admit you. So I was admitted to Fazakerley. I had to wait because it was the bank holiday for, I think it was 5 days, which was an experience. But thank God for the National Health. Thank God for the medical profession. And when I went for the procedure, I just, you know, a lot of things go through your mind. Like the consultant was saying, well, there's a few possible outcomes. One is you could have a heart attack and die. The other is we might not be able to do this, put a stent in, and you might need a complete bypass. And as he was saying those things, you know, what was going through my mind was, what was the last thing that I said? What was the last thing I said to Julie? What was the last thing I said to David? What was my attitude to God? You know, what was my attitude to life? And there was a lot going on in our lives and a lot of negative things going on from outside, which I wasn't really happy about. But, you know, in that instant when you're on that operating table, it's, you realize you're a millisecond away from heaven. Like, if I'd have got up to dance when I had the blockage, I could have been dancing in a very different place within minutes. So I just want to give thanks to God, because, as you said, Gwen, he knows. You know, when I've been away a while, and that's a miracle in itself, that we were able, because we'd booked all kinds of holidays, and at the time it would have been different. That would have been all over. But while I was away, the Lord just gave me Psalm 139. You know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows when we lie down. He knows when we get up. But sometimes I used to wake up in the morning and look to the heavens and think, God, are you trying to kill me? You know, because of the things that were going on in my life, sometimes it just doesn't, you just can't get past. How can you give thanks in this? You know, what have I done to deserve this? And I'm talking about everything else, all the things that come against us. But, you know, God does know. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that all the problems are going to go away. But we change in the midst of them. And we become more like him. And that's, since I've had this whole experience, the good that's come out of it from me, you know, out of everything else, is that I'm becoming more like him. And, you know, everything we go through is bringing us to that place. So I just wanted to give thanks to God and to yourselves, because I know I didn't tell everyone, because I don't sort of make a big deal about things, but I know people who knew were praying and people prayed afterwards. And just knowing that in the hospital, that there was people who, you know, people of God, people in the body who were praying, was a great comfort. So thanks, everyone, and thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Gary. Isn't that wonderful?